Welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast, the podcast about nothing where we talk about everything. I'm your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb Tedler.
I am your bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas Dahlhaven-Hawley.
Thank you so much for joining us this wonderful evening or morning or nighttime or wherever time you're at.
Yeah.
We have two amazing topics coming at you today. Number one is story time with Caleb.
And then the other one is Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un.
We won't get political, though, we promise.
Yeah, no, this isn't a political podcast, so we're not even going to talk about the political part of it. We're just going to talk about Kim Jong-un, our president, Donald Trump, our president, and Kim Jong-un, North Korea's dictator. But we're not going to get political. Yeah. So you're in a safe place.
Enjoy. It's business time, Brandon.
Yes, it is. that's a fact.
We got a couple. We thought, why not? Let's shout out a couple of our beautiful patrons.
First off,
who do we have today, Brandon?
We have Chuck Hawley. We have Justin Ross. We have Caleb. We have Cameron Tegler. We thank you guys so much for supporting our Patreon page. For those of you who haven't heard or do not know, we have a Patreon page, which is our way of it's a way to gain money.
It is. But there's something in it for you as well. We have different perks, different levels. We could get you, at certain levels, you'll get stickers. Some will do a coffee box.
And here's the thing. We got more stuff coming out too, because we're going to be doing some work with a guy that we met in Turlock, and, be excited about that.
It's a really cool stuff.
It's going to be some really cool things. So we're going to do, we'll keep it close to our chest for now, but we're going to do some fun giveaway stuff, with that one. But then after the giveaway, it's going to be exclusive to Patreon patrons. So anyways, go check it out. There's a lot of really great tiers on there. patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys. And you can look at some of what we got going on in there.
Check out our Instagram and our Twitter as well. It's the same thing at the Espresso Boys. Post a lot of funny things. Keep you informed. We did miss last week.
Well, okay. In our defense, we didn't miss it, and it's still going to happen.
It will happen.
It will happen, because what we ended up doing was we recorded a podcast with a dude we met on Reddit, Black Star Audio.
Super cool guy.
Incredible. Incredible dude. He has some really cool content. Black Star Audio Book is what it is.
Yeah.
He's making an audiobook, and he's doing all like the sound engineering, and he's doing all that himself.
Wrote it, acting.
It's incredible. So you need to go check it out. Black Star Audio. So we're having problems getting the actual... his half of the audio. So it's not gone, because that is going to be a waste of two perfectly good hours.
Yes.
If we don't get that content back. But anyways, yeah, last week was a little bit of a flop.
I believe he posted our half, though.
He did. Yeah.
So go check it out there.
I listened to it, and I'm like, this dude is legit.
Yeah.
He is professional. The way that he sounds, like, he makes me want to step up my game, our game, in regards to podcasts, because he didn't have a single topic that just was kind of like off the cuff. Everything seemed very organized.
Yeah.
And like, now this is what we're talking about. Here's another question. Very interview like. I'm like,
yeah, he was on
legit.
It. He
so
was
yeah,
on
Black Star Audiobook. You can go check him out, podcast, all that other stuff.
We are late to this episode, and that is completely my fault. We were going to record yesterday morning, and I was
a sleepy boy.
I overslept.
I will be honest with you. I usually do the bright and early, like, 5 o'clock wake-up times, but I was, like, just crawling out of bed at 7:30, so I was
kind of
glad.
We were both sleepy, but it was my fault.
Yeah, but it was Caleb's fault. It was the cute boy's fault, but can you blame him? I mean, he's so darn cute.
Yeah, you can't be mad.
He's so darn cute.
Let's jump right into our first topic.
Okay.
It is story time with Caleb.
Yeah, it is.
I'm actually glad we were late to this episode, because something very strange happened to me yesterday. I've not told Brandon any of this.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys, we've talked about it a little, but I'm a big, big fan of the show and the movies Jackass. Heard of them, seen them.
Watch your mouth, bro.
Sorry, dude. There's going to be a lot of naughty words in this one. You familiar with this?
Yeah.
You
I'm
like
familiar.
Them?
You know who was like my all-time hero back in the day?
Who?
Bam Margera.
Bam, really Bam?
Yeah, and you want to know what like was
Viva
the
biggest,
La Bam. Viva La Bam. I'm going to go beat up my dad and I'm going to get thousands Sorry, and millions of viewers. Yeah.
And dollars.
Phil and April, the real heroes of Viva La Bam. Anyways, you know, I remember this. I was in my bathroom. I had a Rolling Stones magazine that I was reading while taking care of some business in the bathroom, as one would. And guess what his first name is?
I don't remember. What is it?
Brandon.
What?
You think I'm kidding? All
right, you're not the bad boy espresso. You're the Bam boy now.
I'm the Bam boy espresso
boy. Bam boy espresso boy.
Yeah. No. So that was kind of a mind-blowing. So yes, I'm very familiar with Jack Butt. Excuse me.
Sorry. Pardon my French. So on June 13th of this year.
Okay.
It was the one and only Steve-O's birthday.
Steve-O. Okay. Steve-O. What's up? I'm Steve-O. That's it. That's
he
what
turned
else you need.
44 years old this year. And so he posted a picture on his Instagram. I'm a proud follower.
Good.
So I commented on it and I said, happy birthday, Steve-O. Proud of you. And I was like, love you. Great guy. You know, gave him the whole rigmarole.
Did you like write out a full paragraph?
No, it's just a quick little thing.
Okay.
And I was like, that's it. Hope he sees it. That'd be cool, right?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
I get this DM. It's not from Steve-O. Don't get too excited. But wait, it
okay.
gets better.
Okay? All right.
I get this DM from some random lady.
Some rando.
And it said, it was like, hey, we saw you comment on Steve-O's birthday post.
Yeah.
We are looking for Steve-O's biggest fans.
Good.
For a show.
Wait, what?
We want to connect celebrities with their biggest fans. She was like, such as, we're doing some with Kim Kardashian, Steve-O. And I was like, all right, this is a scam. But yeah, I was like, what if it's not?
Fake news.
So I was like, you know, kind of messing with her, but serious, trying to get a little bit of information.
Yeah, just
get
a little info, sure.
If it is real, I'd love to meet Steve-O. So I...
I also appreciate how you say his name. It's not Steve-O, it's Steve-O.
Steve-O. Oh, that's my French.
I was a Steve-O. I might be more Italian. That's the Italian coming out of me, dude.
Yeah. So me and Steve-O.
So
I'm DMing this lady, and she's like, all right, well, I'd love to do a over-the-phone interview with you.
What the heck?
And so I was like, dude, I'm available right now. And so I like gave her my number, okay? We had a 20-minute interview on the phone.
Oh, my gosh!
And she was asking me all sorts of questions. She's like, how long have you been a fan of Steve-O?
Steve-O, yeah.
And I was like, listen, I've been a big Jackass fan from the get-go. From the get-go. So I told her I was a big fan.
Yeah.
It wasn't actually from the beginning because I was like five when the show started.
Sure.
So I was a little late, but she asked how I discovered him. I told her and, you know, we talked about Steve-O a lot. So I ended up telling her about the podcast.
Uh-huh.
We've mentioned Jackass a little bit here and there. She was happy to hear that.
Good.
So then I told her, and this is something I've not told the fans yet,
yeah,
listening, I will be doing, very soon, I'll be doing a little stand-up comedy here
at a
local club in San Francisco.
Yep.
It'll be my first time, very excited. Told her about that and how Steve-O's a stand-up comedian too, and she was like, listen, I love that angle. It would be super cool to like, he could sit down, have an interview with Steve-O.
You stop dude, it, dude.
Dude, I'm dead serious.
What? What the
right?
heck?
Right? Isn't this crazy? And so I was like, all right, that's sick. I was like, what's the next step for this show? And she's like, listen, I'd love to set up a Skype interview with you with some of our producers. So tomorrow morning, I have a Skype interview with producers to meet Steve-O.
Dude, what the heck? Hold on.
Happy birthday, baby.
What in
Isn't
the
that crazy?
World? Dude, Gary Vee would be proud.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Gary Vee would be proud.
That gets us one step closer to Gary Vee.
Oh, are you kidding
me? Which gets
me?
Us one step closer to the legend, the white whale, Tai Lopez.
The one, the only.
We're
dude.
Four Kevin Bacons away from meeting Tai Lopez.
You do the math. You got four Kevin Bacons. You add that plus something else. You're one meeting away from Tai Lopez. Dude,
yeah.
So wait. Now what? You got to meet?
So,
okay,
I have,
so wait. Let me.
Yeah. You probably have a lot going through.
Yeah, no, there's a lot happening right now. So you got a potential meeting with these people. So who are these people?
I don't know exactly, but
are they? Can we trust them?
I think so. She was very nice over the phone.
You know, and you know who's also very nice? Those
sociopaths.
The sweet boys that offer you candy to get into their van. That's a nice gesture.
No, I like them too.
Yeah. Okay. they're all right in my books.
So one thing that was like made me like confident that it wasn't some kind of scam was when we were DMing, she wasn't like trying to get information from me.
Okay.
Like she wasn't like,
you
know, let me
mention that she's like a prince in Saudi Arabia.
Oh,
or something?
Yeah. She's a princess in Saudi Arabia. She needs a little money. So I figured our Patreons could support. Yeah. So she wasn't like trying to get a bunch of information from me. Eventually, she was just like, I'd love to do a phone interview. And I was like, yeah, I could do it right now. And she's like, sick. So I gave her my number. We had that. And tomorrow morning, I have a Skype interview with some producers.
Wait, okay, so what does this look like? What do you get, like, what does this mean?
So I'd have to go to LA for like 3 days. They'd pay for everything.
Are you freaking kidding me right now?
I'm dead serious, dude. Brendan, you got to come.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got a Disneyland season pass, so I'll go hang out in Disneyland while you're doing whatever you're doing. Patreon people, help us out.
So here's what is going to happen. So they're going to, you know, obviously interview a bunch of people, not just me. But I think my angle on it is really good. The whole like stand-up comedy podcast thing.
Oh, dude. You got a platform, baby.
Prime.
What the heck? So, all right. So, hey, I got a new fire in me. Like, we got to get this podcast up and running.
Yeah, dude. Like, yeah.
Hey, over this next week, we need thousands of listeners. Can we buy listeners? Is that a thing?
I think so. Somewhere.
We got literally tens of dollars in our Patreon account.
Yeah, so I'd have to go to LA for 3 days sometime next month. So this would be moving pretty quick, it seems like. They're going to do a few pilot episodes, and then they're going to start pitching them to different networks.
What is this
networks.
Account called? Do you remember?
I have it. It was a ladies account. I could show you. I don't know if I want to tell everybody.
Is she okay? Wait. When she gets you down to LA, is she going to make you take your shirt off?
I mean, that'd be fine.
Wow.
So here's the...
You are an easy hook, friend.
So here's the whole, like, pitch of the show, right? Are you familiar with Kevin Hart's workout series he does?
I love that.
I do, too. I'm a big
fan. It's so funny.
It's really funny.
It's the best. There's so many funny things that happen in
similar
that.
To that, but instead of two celebrities...
Oh, did I tell you that I DM'd him?
Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
No, tell me.
I told him, I said, come on to our podcast. We'll get you a sandwich. That's about as all we can afford right now.
That's good.
I did mention, too, that you need to fly yourself down here. Room and board is not on us.
Yeah, I mean, you can stay at my house.
You will have to sleep on the couch, but it is a pretty comfortable couch. And we will get you a sandwich at the end of the podcast. So, but anyways, continue.
So I go, where was I? So the whole premise of the show is they would get a celebrity such as Steve-O, Kim Kardashian, and a big fan. And then they do like something together. So she was like, what would you want to do with Steve-O?
And you do stand-up.
No, that's not what I said. I just dropped that on your foot. So here's what I said. I was like, you know what I'd love to do with Steve-O? She was like, what? And I said, I want to draw a tattoo for Steve-O to get.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, but wait, hold on. Is that going to make you stand out enough?
What do you mean? No, that wouldn't be the
whole
show.
You're not like an artist.
No, exactly. Have you seen Steve-O's tattoos?
Yeah, but yes, I've seen him also get a tattoo.
But what
of
if I put... Listen to the Espresso Boys podcast, available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play Music.
You know what we need to do, dude? We just need to get, like, an arbitrary logo of the Espresso. But then, okay, hold on. Because then we're putting a lot on Steve-O at this point. You know what I mean? We're putting a lot on him for this. To, like, make a tattoo. Like, you have to get a tattoo. what if you get a tattoo, too? Could it be something that you both get? Would you get a tattoo with Steve-O?
Of Steve-O or with
Steve-O? No. That's the title of this new episode. Would you get a tattoo with Steve-O?
Here's the thing. I am currently zero tattoos, right?
Yeah.
But Steve-O might... I mean, if Steve-O was like, get a tattoo with me, I might just do it.
Yeah. So maybe that's the... Because to me, if I...
But I'm really afraid he'd like want me to get a... Sorry, pardon my French, but a penis.
Oh, no. You said the P word.
Because he does have some of those on his tattooed on his body.
Yeah.
He has a whole self-portrait of himself on his back.
Let me be your... Can I dub in and be your manager?
Yeah.
Am I your manager now?
Yeah. Put on your managerial skirt.
Is that a... that's a legally obligated... That's a... What's the term?
legally bounding.
Yeah, something like that. But we verbally, that's a verbally binding contract we just entered into. I am officially your manager.
He does have his skirt on.
Let me put on my skirt. It's a pencil skirt, so it's a little zaggy. So here's my thoughts, Caleb, as your manager.
Tell me.
As your manager.
Yeah.
You're gonna come from the angle of, what would you do with Steve-O? I'm gonna make him get a tattoo. Does that sound good to you? Does that sound like something the viewers want?
Can I say this though?
Yeah.
You're thinking this as a general statement. Like if I said, I'm gonna make Kim Kardashian get a tattoo.
Right.
Kim Kardashian does not want tattoos. Yeah. She doesn't care. But Steve-O, he has tattoos. He's gotten whatever he wants tattooed. Anything that somebody else wants tattooed on his body. So what I'm saying is, it's a different situation.
It's a different Steve-O. Yeah, it's a different guy. Whole new animal.
Out of context, this is a bad idea.
Is that something he's still doing though? Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think like at the, you know, when he looks back on his deathbed, is he going to be super pumped out of his brain that he went and got a tattoo of a smiley face while driving through the Sahara Desert in a Jeep full blast?
I think he's fine with that.
Okay.
I think he would. I think he's completely fine.
If that's what you want to go with, and I'm going to support you as your manager.
But listen, I do like your idea of, okay, as a title, which one sounds more appealing to you, okay? Quote. I make Steve-O get a tattoo. Or, second option, quote, I get a tattoo with Steve-O.
I get a tattoo with Steve-O.
Or, like, it'd probably be on Steve-O's end. So, like, Steve-O gets a tattoo with Superfan or something.
Yeah.
Because I am a Superfan.
No, yeah, you are a Superfan. You commented one time, so there you go. No, I'd say that you, again, I'm just thinking of this from, like, now, if I was, since I've been, listen, I've been a manager for a very long time.
Yeah.
Literally minutes. A minute, maybe. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about this now. If I was Steve-O's manager.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Steve-O, bud, we got a super fan that wants to give you a tattoo. And he's going to be like, wait, is he going to give me it? Maybe that's your angle. Maybe him the tattoo.
See, that could be something. Good. That could be good.
That could have some juice on it. Because right now you're just saying, I'm going to make you go to this place and I'm going to watch on the sidelines. I'm going to giggle as you get a tattoo of something that I drew for you. That doesn't seem like there's a lot of appeal to it, but going along, because you could go and anyone can go and get a tattoo in the Sahara Desert of a smiley face
on a Jeep
on them. Yeah. Right. But the appeal of it was, this guy has never tattooed in his life. And not to mention, he's going through these bumpy little hills. So maybe you address it and approach it from the position of, I'm not a tattoo artist, but I appreciate art. I like art. It's something fun for me. I try to
heard of the Mona Lisa.
I've heard of the Mona Lisa, Picasso, so on and so forth. Jack Black,
Steve,
you get
Buscemi,
the ideas.
Yeah.
I know about it. I love it. It's a great thing. I've never tattooed anyone. Yeah. I don't know what a tattoo machine looks like, but I would love to tattoo Steve-O because he's my best friend, my biggest fan.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the angle you come from. Rather than you just saying, go get a tattoo from someone just that, you know, out of nowhere. Or you go from a full angle of, like, he does stand-up right now, right? Like, what's relevant to him in this moment? Stand-up? Is he doing stand-up right now?
Okay, listen to this.
Yeah, hit me with it.
He's doing a big media stand-up thing that he's mixing. He's mixing, like, stunts in with stand-up. He's showing past stunts that were never aired before. He's going to be doing new stunts for it.
And this is, like, on his new thing?
Yeah.
Why don't you just freaking cater to that, bud? Why don't you just go? Listen.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yeah, listen. I mean, just.
But it's not out yet. It's not out
great,
yet.
Great, perfect. Yeah. That's going to be the promotional content that they were going to want, right? So, like, do a stunt with Steve-O. You know what I mean? Rack your nards on some sort of, like, fence. I don't know what they got. Just go for it. Just go for it. You got the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Is he doing some stand-up in his, like, near, in one of these episodes? Do some stand-up with him. Like, promote him. This isn't about, as your manager, let's step back.
Okay.
This isn't about you.
Okay, yeah.
This is about him.
No, yeah, yeah.
How can you, as, how many followers do you have on Instagram?
Like, 500.
Yeah, perfect. So how can you, as a 500 follower person, promote Steve-O? Can't really do that much. So, like, if Kanye West, let's do even more reversals.
Okay, yeah.
If Kim Kardashian was like, hey, I'm going to make you get a tattoo, that might have a little weight to it. because it's Kim Kardashian. She has like she has 600 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, more than me for sure.
Yeah, like 600 to 700 followers on Instagram. So whatever they like, they're gonna. She might post about made him get a stupid tattoo, breaking the internet, doing that whole thing, right?
Yeah,
great, no problem. But as a person like me, I only have like I don't know how many followers. I don't pay attention that closely to my either. Thing. So not a lot. But if I was to go to him and be like, hey, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna make you get a tattoo. It's gonna be hilarious. That doesn't promote him. That just promotes you. What can you do to promote him? And if you're doing something along the same lines that he's trying to do, which is like do some stunts, make some comedy, make some fun jokes.
You guys should shove a rocket up my bum hole or something.
Dude, get on some rollerblades and stick a rocket up your bum.
Yeah.
And light that thing and see how fast you can get. This is basic, okay?
Basic jackassery 101.
This is basic JA 101.
Guys, this one might be PG-13.
Listen, boys, I'm sorry for all these naughty talks that we're doing right now, but I'd say that's my thought. Sleep on it. Think about it. What can you do to promote him? Because he doesn't care as much. Like he, yes, you're a fan. Perfect. Yeah. You're a super fan. You commented on his birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I knew when his birthday was.
You know when it was? Thank you, Instagram. But what are you going to do to promote him? Because you're one of the million fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So how are you gonna benefit him?
Have you seen the show Hot Ones?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
You like the show Hot Ones?
I like it.
I think from
I actually just watched the one with Johnny Knoxville recently.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Steve-O was on that show.
Yep.
I think coming at it from an angle such like that, where it's like, hey man, I'm here to ask you questions.
Yeah.
I'm here to get to know more about you.
Right.
So I'll play the part of the audience, right? I'll ask things that other people don't ask. Because they said part of it is an interview.
Okay, perfect.
And then you go out and you do some kind of event as well.
Okay.
So we could do a nice interview.
Yep.
Then we both get tattoos or I tattoo him.
Yeah, perfect.
Either angle.
Yep, that's fine. Because that's going to create that flow of interest, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
People are going to be like, Steve got tattooed by some random person who's never tattooed anyone before. That's interesting.
Yeah. John Mayer and Ed Sheeran did that to each other.
Oh, really?
They like drew something for each other to get tattooed on. And then
so
they did it live on air.
I'm going
to
play the whole devil's advocate on all of this because I want the best for you as my client.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You get, I think you said 90%?
96%.
Okay.
Let's just keep that in mind. Ed Sheeran and John Mayer already did it. Are we going to look at these boys and be like, uh-oh, they're just copying content? I just want you to keep that in mind. Keep going, though. I want to hear what else.
I think it's a different angle because it's not two celebrities.
That's
it's
true.
A fan-celebrity kind of relationship.
That's true. And maybe this whole angle with Steve-O and his close fans, maybe that'll be what like people, maybe the fans will feel more connected to Steve-O.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they have some fan. Just like everyone, all these other millions of people that are fans of Steve-O, maybe that'll make them feel like, you know what? Maybe Steve-O's this close, connected kind of guy, and I could tattoo Steve-O one day. Maybe that's setting goals for people. You're doing something big inside the so I like this already, but continue.
That's it. That's all I got,
okay.
Dude. So I think if all goes as planned, next month I'll be going to L.A.
Can you,
Steve-O.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Can you please... Pretty please.
Yeah.
If you get that third phone call to be like, hey, we want to get you out here. We're going to fly you down. Can you please say, I need my manager to come?
I will. I'll get you. I will get you there. I hired a manager between yesterday and today.
It is my best interest that I have my manager fly down with me. That's good. I think that's a wisdom call. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to buy a suit. I'm going to get the fanciest tie you ever seen.
And slick your hair back.
The hair is going to be the slickest. No flyaways, no nothing.
Little
no fluff,
pomade in that baby.
No problems at all. And I'm going to come out there and I'm going to represent you.
Not
so
a hair
hard.
Out of place. Yeah. Wow. Brandon, I'm excited for this.
This is going to be a big one.
This is our big break. All
this
thanks
is what
to
does it.
Steve-O.
Thank you, Steve-O. Taking another person's breath away. Next topic. We are talking
on
about,
a similar note.
Yeah. Yep. We are very similar note. We're talking about Kim Jong-un and
Donald
Trump. So, here's what we got. A few days, maybe a week ago.
About a week ago.
A week ago. Donald Trump met with Kim Jong-un to discuss
denuclearization,
just overall connections between U.S. and North Korea.
And I think some about South Korea as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall, just a general like summit of let's talk. Okay. And here's why. This is the first time this has ever happened in U.S. presidency.
Yeah.
Ever. Like no U.S. president has met with a North Korean dictator ever. So they had a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
He's like, first things first, did you see Shrek 2?
Let's
and Kim Jong-un's like, what? There's a second one?
There's a second one. And then he's like, let me blow your mind again, bud. There's a third one.
And a Christmas special.
And can I remind you who the star is? Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy. Heard of them?
And Fiona.
And Fiona. America's Heartthrobs. Fiona and Shrek.
Yeah, so they got together. They met, had a good conversation, supposedly.
Yeah, so here's why actually we're talking about this. Because a few weeks ago we had the conversation of that they were originally going to meet. Mm-hmm. They did not end up meeting. They had to reschedule. And then we said we're going to talk about...
Follow up on it.
Yeah, we're going to follow up. We're going to tell you about when they did meet. And here we are now. So here's one reason why I want to talk about it. I want to hear both of our opinions on the conversation that took place. But here's... After... like looking into this a lot more and researching this a lot more, the Espresso Boys is a place that is very neutral.
We really are
very neutral.
Yeah.
The biggest frustration I had in looking into all of this, go to CNN. Trump made the biggest mistake of his life. Biggest mistake of his life, meeting with Kim Jong-un. He is a weak, powerless man for meeting with Kim Jong-un. Go to Fox News. Trump is a powerful and strong, amazing president. We haven't had anyone better.
Same story.
It's just it's the most infuriating thing I've ever seen in my life. I was just watching previously something on CNN. They were talking to Suzanne Rice or whatever her name is. She was like in some administrative role during the Obama presidency, and they were like saying, the reporter was saying, like interviewing Suzanne Rice, talking about how, like, you know, asking her pointed questions and all this kind of stuff about, like, what do you think about all this that took place? How do you, you know, decipher it and all that? And here's what he said. The reporter said, like, Donald Trump keeps saying, quote, no one else has been able to do this, end quote. Not sure what he means by this. What he means by this is that no other president has been able to do this. And so it's like you're clear black and white between CNN and Fox, right? Like CNN will say like, what? I don't know what that freaking idiot has to, like, what? He hasn't been able to do this before? No, literally no other president has met with a dictator from North Korea. Bottom line, you love him or hate him. Bottom line, that's what happened. But then again, you know, and we'll play the both sides of the party. Fox News will say he's an absolute freaking hero. Oh my gosh, godsend. He's the best of the best. Like, you will never find a better president than Donald J. Trump. No,
we got a better president than Bill Clinton.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. What a thought. And which is far from the case. So it's just, here at the Espresso Boys, we're here to promote a very neutral party to the world's issues.
We're actually starting our own political party called Neither Side.
We're going to call it We Just Want Some Good Facts.
We just want followers.
So anyways, Caleb, what do you think about all that has taken place over the last however long?
So you know, we talked about it the other week, and then once the actual meeting happened between North Korea and the United States of America.
Yes.
I did not watch anything from Fox News or CNN. All I did was I watched the initial press release that Donald Trump had. I think it was like 45 minutes or something. So I didn't really read about either side. I just went, saw the facts.
Yeah.
That's all I saw.
Good.
So I tried to have a little, you know, just unbiased. So I feel like to be unbiased, kind of, you got to watch just the facts or look at all the facts.
Yeah, you have to just dive
in. Everything,
deep.
Both sides. So This, okay, I'm going to say it. Okay.
Just say it.
I'm not a big Donald Trump fan.
All right. Well, that ends the, this is the end of the Espresso Boys podcast.
But I did feel, okay, first of all, North Korea saying they will completely denuclearize starting now is what Donald Trump said that they said. That's amazing. And like, I don't know, the fact that he did that is amazing.
Yeah.
Whether or not you like Trump, I think we all can agree that North Korea denuclearizing itself is a good thing. Like,
so let me give you the CNN side of things.
Okay.
This is the same interview. Suzanne Rice. Listen, I'm just going to call her Suzanne Rice. If she's Susan, I don't, whatever, who cares? Anyway, Suzanne Rice was saying that's a laughable comment because the denuclearization of that country is not possible.
And why is that?
It's just not possible. it was just like, from what she was saying is like, there's the same threat that was here yesterday, was there yesterday or like the day before they met is the same threat that we're facing today. So I have to kind of step back and try to like find the, what she like, all right, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
I don't know, because the bottom line is they're blowing up their nuclear sites in North Korea. Some of them have been like by mistaken nuclear like test sites and all that, like by nuclear tests, which perfect, kill two birds in one stone. You blew up your own nukes and you blew up your own site. Great. But I think the biggest thing with all of this that's happening is it's a conversation that is being had that's never been had before.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter how, like, and Donald Trump admitted, he's like, this is a process, like denuclearizing a country is going to take years and years and years. Like, that's the reality of the situation. So I get that. Like, I understand. I think people, I mean, some people might have it in their heads that it's going to be an overnight thing. That's not the reality of it.
And he did say, and I'm not a, believe it or not, I'm not a nuclear physicist or anything
like
that.
Wait a minute. What did you study in college?
I took an English 101 class in high school at the community college.
Okay. All right.
But Donald Trump said something, and I don't know how true it is, but he said that, like, you know, denuclearization will take years, but there is a point pretty quick in the process where when you start reversing it, you can't reverse it.
Nice.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly what that means, but he did say that.
Yeah. I think the fact that he had the meeting is significant. The fact that it's a president. Oh, and then here's another thing. Here's another interesting topic. I want to, maybe you looked into this a little bit or just even heard about it. A lot of media is like blaming Trump for not like addressing or discussing how anti-human rights Kim Jong-un has been.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's baby steps. You got to start somewhere. But like, you can't fix them, or you can't have, like, you can't fix North Korea all at once. It's
right.
And even, I don't know, it's a different culture. So like, not saying what they're doing is right, but like, I don't know, you can't force them to become like America, you know?
Well, this is America. I think that they have, see, like you said, baby steps for starters. If we were to, what's the guy, it's the, like Trunk News or something like that. I don't know what it's called. It's not Trunk News now that I'm saying it out loud. There's this Instagram account that only posts good news. It's pretty good. But I feel like if all of this was to be in a headline, the bottom line is, oh, sorry, Tank's good news. Tank's good news on Instagram and only posts good news.
Yeah.
Which is great. The bottom line is we had the president of the United States meet with a dictator leader that no other president has met with before. When you think of North Korea, you don't think of a positive influence, right? So the fact that we're able to break those sort of gates, if you will.
Wall, if you will.
Well, listen. All right, listen. You're just crossing some political lines right now. So if you were to break those walls and talk to have someone be able to talk to that person, perfect. And I think a big reason, honestly, love him or hate him, Donald Trump, I don't care. He's our president. He's our president. Bottom line. That's just what it is, right? So, like, you can hate him if you want. He's still our president. Yeah. You can love him if you want. He's still our president. No matter what. The one thing that I can – well, let me back what I just set up with this. Because of that, because of the fact that he's our president, I'm going to try to find all the good that I can, because there is very little that I can do to make him not our president if I disagree with him. So he's still our president. So I'm just going to do my best to just muster up all that good stuff that he's trying to do, right? I think that the fact that he is such a giant bulldog and will, like, threaten to fight Joe Biden via social media. Are you going to try to tell me that Kim Jong-un didn't look at that tweet and say, like, homeboy might be losing his mind? And this is probably legitimate. I should probably just meet with this guy. No other president is as volatile and, like, sporadic as Trump is.
Yeah.
But the difference is Trump isn't a psychopath. He's one of the most successful businessmen in the entire world. So it's like, you have to, in order to be a successful businessman, you have to be able to maintain relationships and build relationships and be able to meet people on the common grounds. So I think that's the giant difference that we have in Trump as a president, where a lot of other presidents haven't been able to meet that sort of expectation or that standard or whatever it might be, because they're politicians more than anything. Trump is not a politician. He's a businessman. Mm-hmm. And so then one of the positives that we see out of the meeting with North Korea, I honestly don't see any negative to meeting with North Korea, but I'm not a political scientist.
I didn't quite understand why people were saying, like, that is him doing that is, like, a weakness.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's a conversation that, I don't know.
Maybe there is some sort of political science that we just aren't seeing. I don't know, but.
Like, unless they finished the conversation and Kim Jong-un was like, I'm blowing up America.
Then
then
it's like, I feel like
it can't hurt that much. And, back to the question you asked earlier, was like when we were talking about baby steps and all that, and like why people were saying that Trump wasn't like addressing all the terrible things that Kim Jong-un's done. I feel like that could be like a attack on his like character kind of. And so to do that to his face is kind of like a bad idea when you're talking about someone with nuclear weapons.
And that's
like you gotta be respectful of his position, of Kim Jong-un's position. Even though he has done some terrible things, you can't sit face to face with him and be like, hey, you are an awful person, but I want you to completely denuclear. Like, you can't.
Totally.
You got to be respectful, but still try to, like, get your point out.
Yeah, I think that's kind of, like, the big thing that Donald Trump never, so he said, I think at one point he is a smart person or like a powerful person or something like that.
And yeah.
Everyone was like, so how do you say that about someone who's, you know, massacred his own people by like such a degree? Hitler was a powerful person.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he was a good person.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with the person to agree that he was a powerful and influential person.
Yeah.
That's the reality of the situation. The people of North Korea genuinely love Kim Jong-un. Like, that's the reality of the situation. So you can take it black and white and you can say, people of North Korea, so he's a powerful person. So to say, you know what, North Korea, come here. Let me punch you in the mouth real quick and tell you how dumb you are for doing all the dumb things you've done. Those are there. He has done some horrific things. His father has done even worse things. Like, it's a bad regime for sure. But the thing is, you're not going to create any sort of peace or resolution by addressing those right off the get-go and saying, you know what? Like I said, I'm going to punch you in the mouth and tell you all the stupid things you've done.
Yeah.
Now give me all your toys. Like, that's not the reality of the situation, right? So I think that, again, this is what we were kind of talking about last weekend. I'm like, I think this is now the first time there was a CNN, or I don't even know what kind of interview, MSNBC, I don't know, one of these interviews with Trump, where he had it was a 14-minute interview. And it was the most like honest and sincere of interviews that we've seen out of him, where it wasn't this like boastful and like crazy, you know, energetic and high volume thing.
Yeah. The one I watched, he said he hadn't slept in like 26 hours or something like that. And so doing that interview then, first of all, I think doing an interview right away, like you're like, I need to do this before I even sleep, is a kind of a honorable thing.
Yeah.
But then I felt like it put him out of his element in a good way. To where, like, I genuinely felt like he was being sincere. And I think that's the first time I ever felt like he was sincere since he was, or even before he was elected.
Yeah. And I think, too, maybe like I was telling you, Maybe he's a secret genius. Yeah. And maybe this is the only really real challenge actor. That he's had. He's like, I have to deal with this insane person.
Yeah.
I have to really figure this out. And so now he's like, all right, we got a challenge here, people. We're going to do this and we're going to do this. We're going to try to do this right. And so, yeah, I think there's so many things that people like twist. I don't, like I said, I don't see a weakness in meeting with him. And that's what he was bringing up too, where like,
yeah.
as he would call it, the crooked media and all this stuff. He was like, you know, they're saying that I'm weak because I met with him. Or like, I gave Kim Jong-un so much because I met with him. And his words are, I gave him nothing. I met with him. That's all I did. And it's like, yeah, that's all. That's literally all he did. I only see a good happening from this. There, I mean, the fact that Kim Jong-un agreed to denuclearize their country, great. That's a win. Like, whether he holds up to it is another story, but the fact that President Trump sat across from him and there's said...
open communication.
Yeah, like, we need you to denuclearize, and he said, okay, perfect. Yeah. That's a win. Like, that's a win. So, love him or hate him, dude, I don't think... all of this was good. There was nothing bad that took place from this. We don't look weak. I think we look more like we have more strength as a country to be able to sit down with this freaking tyrant. And
because Donald Trump could have sat there on Twitter again and been like, all right, well, you better denuclearize it. We're going to explode you. But instead, he like took the higher ground. Was like, all right, let's sit down. Two of us have a conversation and try to benefit both sides.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it was interesting. For all of you who haven't looked into it, there's just so many interviews and videos on it on YouTube that you can check out. I like, as the Espresso Boys would strongly stand firm to say, we are a neutral party here. So
Team 50-50.
If you want to watch CNN, be under the impression that they hate Donald Trump. If you want to watch Fox, be under the impression that he is godlike.
Yeah.
Just dip into it all.
Look at both sides.
Dip into it all and make your own opinion and figure it out for yourself. But I will stand firm in saying I think that this is nothing but a good thing, no matter what side you stand on. If you're looking at this and saying, well, oh my gosh, America's in trouble now. You're our next guest on the show because I don't understand how you think.
Yeah, prove us wrong, please. There's one more little, this is a short one, little Donald Trump news I'd like to talk about. And I don't know what this means, but I want us to discover what it means together right here. Donald Trump announced he is now opening a sixth branch of the military called the Space Force.
Yes.
And I don't know how serious that is or what that means exactly, but I'm very excited because space, some might say, is the final frontier.
As some might say. Do you want, like, the legit, because I did look it up.
Yeah, you tell me.
Wait, or do you want to play around with it? Do you want to see, like, maybe what we think it should be?
I think, this is what I think should happen.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, head of the Space Force.
No brainer.
Now you can tell me the facts.
Okay, the facts are it's just a bunch of people working in some sort of office dealing with, like, so China recently blew up a... one of their own satellites in space, and it left like just a grip of debris all over the orbit.
Yeah.
So it just kind of made Donald Trump realize how significant like space work. And it all sounds super futuristic and crazy, but the reality is it's like, we have stuff in space, just satellites and all that kind of stuff happening. They can be shot down. So we have to be able to defend those. That's all it is. It's just the defense of the stuff we already have in space. So it's not that exciting.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
This beloved series, Star Wars, is it like in our future?
We are very close. Okay. I will tell you that. I have spoken with Donald Trump and his lead team about this. And yes, the Millennium Falcon is VV close, as they said. That's a quote. I'm quoting them.
He said VV close.
Yeah, Donald Trump said it's VV close. We're a heck of VV close to creating the Millennium Falcon.
Where we will jump into
hyperspace, and there's going to be lots of Chewbaccas, there's going to be lots of Solos, and lots of fun guns. And he did say this. This is a word. I'm not making
You're reading it.
Yeah, I'm reading this as I go along. He said there's going to be lots of fun stuff that's going to happen inside of space. He said, and I quote,
a lot of wacky storylines.
Let me see if I can read this correctly. He said, have you ever heard of lightsabers, Brandon? To which I said, yes, I have. They're from Star Wars. And he said, that's exactly correct. They are from Star Wars. And guess what, Brandon? And I said, what? He said, lightsabers are not from Star Wars anymore, brother. They are from the frickin' now. We are having Star Wars inside of Space Wars, inside of our space units, which are the space military. And I thought that was weird. I did ask him, and here's what I said.
Yeah.
Quote, are you drunk, Donald? And he said, I have had a little Hennessy.
Little fun
I'm
juice.
I'm still celebrating from the Golden State Warriors championship. And I said, bud, that was... Can I quote this?
Quote.
He said, I said, bud, that was nearly a week ago. Like a full week. Have you been drunk since then? You've met with Kim Jong-un and all this stuff since then.
This all makes sense.
Yeah.
Now.
And so he said, can I quote?
You can quote.
He said, yep. And I said, okay. I mean, you're the president. So what am I going to say to that? But I did feel like it was an appropriate time to end our conversation.
Okay.
At that point.
Then
I
you
said,
just stood up and walked away.
I said, I'm done with this conversation. There's no more that I feel like you can responsibly answer to me.
Under the influence.
But what I did take from that conversation was that we have Millennium Falcon. We have Solos. Mm-hmm. We have Chewbacca's. We have lightsabers. We have fun Space Wars. And there was a trademark issue with Star Wars. It's not Star Wars. It's Space Wars.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Lucas got involved. There was a different transcript that I did get involved with Lucas, but I didn't want to. That's too much
we'll
for this
episode.
We'll
read that on the next episode.
Yeah. So there's a lot of really crazy stuff happening in this world of ours.
So be very excited for the Space Force coming to a theater near you.
Right.
And
directed by a very drunk Donald Trump.
Directed, produced, and acted by very, very under the influence Donald Trump.
By Hennessy ridden Donald Trump. His screen name is Donald Trump.
Donald Drunk. All right, we got to get out of here because...
Enough's enough.
Yeah. After that one, we got to just shut the episode down. Donald Drunk. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Espresso Boys podcast, available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play Music. I am reading this off of a teleprompter. Go follow us on iTunes, Twitter, SoundCloud, Instagram, and all the other podcast services. Go check out our Patreon at www.patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys. Thank you so much for listening. We love you very much. Papa bless, and go out there and have a good day for pizza's sake. You got anything to close out, Brandon?
I just want to talk to Danny about the teleprompter.
Oh gosh, yes, Danny. Danny's had.
We have Damn it, Danny!
He's been here. People have been asking, "Where's Danny?" He's here. He's gotten. We thought we had some breakthrough, and he was going to get on the mic soon, but he's just shyer than ever. So, don't hit him, Brandon. All right, we got to turn this episode off.